Well, it's time again to share my thoughts on the Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff Chapman. Thank you for your call. I trust that you're having a day that your heart and your life are set on following Jesus. And I hope that we would care more about his word and obeying it than we do anything else. I want to go straight into Romans 12, and I would like to go to the verse that is pretty powerful, a verse on humility and serving others. It says, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another." So we see this this beautiful picture of loving our brother and serving our brother and denying ourselves. You know, that love that he says that we're to have is it says without dissimulation. I believe that word dissimulation, the best of my understanding, is without hypocrisy, without favoritism, to just let our love be true and pure without a mixture of anything else. And it tells us in this same passage, as our love is to be pure and perfect, without this word dissimulation, this hypocrisy, you know, it's so easy to fake things or to fake our emotions or to say the right things at the right time, but really our heart not being there. God said, you know, we don't need anybody to teach us how to love. If we know God, God is love. If you're going to love, if you have trouble loving, then you have trouble knowing God. Once you know God, the Bible says you'll know how to love, and your love will be real. It won't be fake. And it tells us that we are to humble ourselves, and we're to condescend to men of low, you know, estate, and we're not to serve the rich and the men that can give us promotion. It tells us to love those that nobody else wants to love. You know, it's a pretty powerful thought there in the Gospels when Jesus tells us to, when you have a big supper, when you have a big feast, he said, don't go inviting all your friends and your rich neighbors so that when they have their big party, they're going to invite you and it's just a reciprocal party and feast going on all the time. But he says, the next time you have a feast, consider this. Go get those down and outers. Go get some drug addicts. Go get some blind people, some deaf people, some people that just are the outcast, and show them the grace and love of God in the serving. Get rid of all our hypocrisies and arrogancies and allow our lives to be touched by somebody that's a little clean. That's not so clean, I should say, and maybe stinks a little and just breaks our favoritism of what we really like and don't like. He said to do that, and he said, then God would reward us. And God wants us to show his love to the world. So here, let your love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. And he said, be kindly affectionate one to another in brotherly love, honoring, preferring one another. You go first. It's better for you to get it than me. You know, I want to see you make it more than I want me to make it. I want you to have it all, brother, sister. You know, you're first. I want that heart, and I'll just say this. I don't always have that heart, and I know you don't either, and it's an exercise of denying the self-life and crucifying the flesh. And as we get down just a little further, it's telling us that we're in verse 13, it tells us to distribute to the necessity of saints. Now, you know, you can figure up, I made $1,000, and 10% of that is $100. And if I give my 10%, then I know God's going to bless me back, because he promised he would in his word. Oh, my friend, if that's our attitude, then we're perhaps just using God like these gamblers in Las Vegas use a slot machine. You put in a quarter, you crank the lever down, and you're hoping to get $100. Get something for nothing. Well, I want you to know, God's telling us here that we, if we have something to give, and there's especially saints, God's people in need, and we don't give, we don't distribute to their needs. God, help us, Lord, if you're just giving to a church because you know the pastor or some person that you want to impress is going to know you're the giver and they're going to give you position or honor, and you're a hypocrite. You need to remember that you're to give without your hand knowing what you're giving. Then he goes on to say here in verse 16, it says, be of the same mind one toward another. God wants us to think alike. He does. And he wants us to have a Bible thinking alike. And then he says that we are to mind not the high things. You know, there's a lot of things that we try to mind to get our, I don't know why we do it. We want to seem like we're somebody. We want to act important. Hang out with the rich or the great people. God said that you should condescend, humble yourself, come down low to the man of low estate, the people that are rejected, as we talked about, not your rich neighbors, not the great men you want to impress, not the men that are going to pay you dividends. Condescend to the man of low estate. Then he reminds us, be not wise in our own conceits, our own estimations. Do you think you're somebody? The Bible says in Galatians there, he says, if a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. So help us, Lord, to not be wise in our own eyes, but to let another man praise us, a stranger, not our own lips. Always use the mirror of God's word to see our real need. I need this, you need this, we all need this. We need to remember these things from God's word. Well, I trust that this will be a rich blessing to you today, and keep your eyes on the prize, Jesus Christ, saying, well done, you good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord.